Hi there, welcome to episode 75 of the Smart English Coach Podcast, the podcast which helps you get to advanced English level fast. This episode was inspired by one of my students. She told me that she wanted to have an advanced English level so that she could make beautiful sentences. I really like the idea of beautiful sentences, and I think it could mean different things. So it could be a sentence where you don't need to think too much because the English words and grammar come easily to you. Or a beautiful sentence can be a sentence which uses advanced vocabulary and grammar. It's a sentence which makes you sound professional and confident. Or it could even mean a sentence which makes you sound like a native English speaker. Although I would always say be a little careful here. Not all native English speakers make beautiful sentences. So if the first two ideas connect with you, so a beautiful sentence is one where you don't need to think too much, or one which uses advanced vocabulary, then I've got some tips for making beautiful sentences. So tip number one is to learn and use collocations. Collocations are words which go together naturally, and there are different types. So we have a noun and verb collocation, for example, make a difference, take a risk. And you get noun and adjective collocations, a sunny day, a generous donation. Then you get noun and noun collocations, bank holiday. Then adverb and adjective collocations, happily married, for example. And also verb and adverb collocations. So, for example, to drive safely. Collocations make your sentences beautiful because the word choices sound natural. For example, when you give money to charity, you can make a difference, not do a difference. Or if you don't take risks with your English, you won't improve. So we take risks, not make risks. So the question, of course, is how do you learn and use collocations? Some ideas for you. Pay attention when you read, underline them, and then make your own sentences. Don't just write down new words on their own. Always make sure you know how you can use the word with another word. I talk a lot about collocations because they are so important for natural fluent English. Fluent because they stop you hesitating and translating because you know how to use the word. All collocations are important, but perhaps your sentences are more beautiful with the adverb collocations. Because when you use an adverb collocation, then you sound more formal. So some examples for you. We are severely limited in our ability to blah, blah, blah. So severely limited is an adverb and adjective collocation. Her reports are always beautifully presented. Or I'm not entirely convinced by his argument. Another common one. It's highly unlikely that. So all of these collocations make your English sound more advanced, more formal, and if you like, more beautiful. Tip number two for beautiful sentences is to learn and use synonyms. It's always good if you can vary what you say, if you have more than one way of saying something. So take an example where there are no synonyms. She lives in a big house in the countryside. All the rooms are big and the garden is big as well. Okay, so that's a bit of an exaggeration because I've used big three times, but here's how you can change it. She lives in a spacious house in the countryside. All the rooms are well proportioned and the garden is a good size as well. So we've got spacious, well-proportioned and good size. All of these are synonyms for big. But you do have to be a little careful because not all synonyms are exactly the same. Again, like collocations, get synonyms from reading and make sure you know how to use them. Tip number three is to use some more advanced techniques. And I have a couple of advanced techniques that I particularly like. The first one is images. Now, I love using images because you can create pictures in someone else's mind so that people remember what you say. Here's an example. If I told you that my new saucepan is the Rolls-Royce of saucepans, you know that it's a really expensive, really amazing saucepan. Of course, it might also mean that the food I prepare in the saucepan tastes even better because it's such a high quality saucepan. And if I told you that my sister is the life and soul of a party, you know that she's someone who talks, dances, makes everyone feel active in a party. We use images a lot when we speak, and they don't have to be complicated. Again, pay attention to what you read and what you hear. Can you use the same images in your sentences? And the second advanced technique, which I really like, is a technique called alliteration. And alliteration is where words start with the same letter. It's a lovely technique for creating drama. Here's an example. Wet and windy weather. So the repetition of the W sound is the alliteration, wet and windy. Another example is the phrase vice versa. And this is when you say that the same thing is true for the other thing. Example, I don't like him and vice versa. So it means he doesn't like me either. And the alliteration is with the V sound, vice versa. We also get a similar effect with assonance, and this is where vowel sounds are repeated. So alliteration is consonants, W and W, V and V. Assonance is with vowel sounds. Here's an example for you. The economic situation isn't all doom and gloom. So the oo in doom and the oo in gloom is the assonance. Doom and gloom, and it means very bad. There's also a concept called to name and shame, and here we have the assonance of the A sound. And if you name and shame someone, it means that you publicly say someone's name to make them embarrassed about something. Maybe someone did something wrong and now you want to tell the world it was that person. So those were three tips from me to make beautiful sentences. I focused on vocabulary more than on grammar, but I would love to hear your comments. Do you use any of these suggestions in your sentences? Let me know. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a moment to rate or review it so that other people can find the podcast. You can review or rate directly from where you're listening, and it's really helpful for spreading the word, as we say. It's really helpful for letting other people know about the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Speak soon.